This is something which had come to me. I didn't know where, and then I finally figured out where. It goes like this. One does not sell the earth upon which the people walk. The other, a people's dream died there. There is no center any longer, and the sacred tree is dead. And I've been trying to figure out what in my own life was wrong with things, and I finally figured out what is the matter. And what is the matter is that we in this country don't know about relationships, and relationships don't always involve human beings. They involve man's relationship to animals, man's relationship to the cosmos, man's relationships to all things. And that there is a balance, and it's cosmologically set. When the balance is out of whack, all kinds of possibilities take place. And that we as Americans had an extraordinary history primarily because there were certain kinds of imbalances which went to the very core of things. And I had been operating on these premises, but I hadn't really thought about them for a long time. And I wrote a poem called The Brideman, which I'm not going to read, except for the one section which I'd like to read to you. But the poem is a very ambitious poem because it places a tremendous burden on the reader in that he or she must know something about American history. And the assumption is that he or she does know. And this poem is about a man who won the Congressional Medal of Honor from Detroit. He came back to his country from Vietnam and couldn't get a job. Was very confused about a lot of things. And after being out of job for about a year or more, he's got a call from the Defense Department. They asked him, had he gotten in any trouble? Asked him what he'd been doing. And he said he hadn't gotten in any trouble. And they said, a colonel called about 15 minutes later and said, you've been selected as an awardee of the Congressional Medal of Honor. And of course, right after that, he got a job from Ford Motor Company and was given a Thunderbird to drive. He was given the task of recruiting young black men in the ghetto for military service. Now I'm going to read you two things. One is a psychiatric kind of report, which always begins subject, and the other is something called Mama's Report. By the way, debridement means the cutting away of torn or gangrenous flesh from a wound.